Bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you for gathering us here to worship you this day. Lord Jesus, we thank you for who you are, especially on this first Sunday in Advent, who you are to us as your people. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you would speak your truth, speak your grace, speak your blessing. For I ask in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So we're going to start the sermon today a little differently, and there are lyrics in your bulletin. And so we're going to listen to this song. The lyrics will be up here, but you can follow along in your bulletin as well.
In the calm of your presence, I am listening.
Advent is a season to be still, to quiet our spirits, to listen to and for Jesus, and in our own way, say in his presence, I'm yours. There was a consistent cry in the Old Testament readings today. Did you hear them? In Isaiah, we heard the prophet say, how then can we be saved? And the psalmist wrote in verse 3, restore us, O God, make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. And he says it again in verse 7, but he adds something this time. Restore us, God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us so that we may be saved. And then just to underline it again in verse 19, he asks for salvation. And so the Old Testament writers today were crying out for God's salvation. And the New Testament readings today answer their cry. Mark quotes Jesus when he says, "People will see the Son of Man," that is Jesus, "coming in clouds with great power and glory. He will send his angels and gather his elect," that is us, people who love Jesus as their Lord and their Savior, "from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens." And there will be tribulation. There will be difficult times. But it was the angel Gabriel who, when he met Mary, told her that her son was to be named Jesus, which means the Lord saves. So Jesus is our Savior at our conversion and also when he comes again. And so after the tribulation, after all these difficult times which the scriptures talk about, the book of Revelation says, in the end, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Good news. In the meantime, in the midst of the world and of the worlds in which we live, we are to stay alert, to stand firm in our faith, to show courage, to be strong, and to do everything that we do in God's love. Advent is partly about salvation. And in the words of the song we just heard, "Let your word speak to us, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit draw near. We will obey the truth that we hear." The candle that we lit today is called hope, as Paul was saying earlier. And in the epistle, the other Paul is affirming this people in the church of Corinth and says they're sanctified, that is, they are made holy in Christ. And then he goes on and that they are called to be his holy people. Now, holy just means to be set apart for God. So Paul has great affection for the Christians in Corinth, but we don't have to read very far in the letter to discover that they're not perfect. In fact, they're far from perfect. But by God's grace, and remember what the lay readers were saying, that but by grace they would try to fulfill all of these requests that were made to them? Well, that grace, that with all the difficulties and their problems the Corinthians had, they are made holy by Jesus, along with those everywhere who call on the name of Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Do you see what Paul did there? He includes all the churches back then, but he also includes us. Along with those everywhere who call on the name of Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. We're holy. And how does that happen? It happens by God's grace. Verse 3 of the epistle, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus." And that's the same grace given to us. Paul reminds us that God's grace is given to us as a gift, that our salvation is not deserved, that there is nothing that we can achieve to be saved, is a gift freely given by Jesus to us. That's what makes it so amazing. We get a glimpse of that grace in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. And the author there writes, "Let us hold firmly to our faith." You're hearing this echo now about holding firmly to our faith. "We profess, for we do not have a high priest," that's Jesus, "who was unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." By grace, Jesus has made us holy, set apart for God. He does not make us perfect. Jesus lived and died as we live and die. He gets us, our imperfections. But in his grace, he encouraged us to come into the throne room, and he continues to encourage us day by day to come into the throne room of God as his people. And there we will find mercy and grace to help us in our times of need, not condemnation. This is our hope, the hope that only Jesus can offer. Paul continues that in Jesus the Corinthians have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift. And if you go into Corinthians a little further to chapter 12, you'll see how he details these wonderful gifts of the Spirit. But for now, he says that they don't lack any spiritual gift. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly await the Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. Remember the gospel? Advent is about waiting for Jesus with hope when that wonderful day comes when he will come again. In the meantime, Paul underlines that it is Jesus who will keep us firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, many of you have been studying the book by Tom Wright, N.T. Wright, Broken Signposts. And he wrote about the epistle today, and these are his words. Paul's central concern here and throughout his life and work is quite simply Jesus. The name occurs 8 times in these 9 verses. I did not know that. But it's amazing, isn't it? And Paul couldn't stop talking about Jesus. Because without Jesus, Bishop Wright says, nothing else he said or did made any sense. What he wants the Corinthians to get hold of most of all is what it means to have Jesus in the middle of your story, your life, your thoughts, your imagination. If you can do that, all the other issues that rush to and fro through the letter of Corinthians will sort themselves out. This is the depth of the fellowship that Jesus, with Jesus, that Paul wants us to understand. Having Jesus in the middle of our stories, of our lives, of our thoughts, and of our imaginations. The season of Advent is about many things, but today's readings helped us to remember that it's about Jesus. We Anglicans often say that Jesus is our Lord and our... Let's try that again. Jesus is our Lord and our
Savior.
He is. And he is our hope, now and for all time. And Advent is also about God's grace, freely given to us, making us a holy people, not a perfect people, but holy. A people who are invited any time to approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we can receive mercy and grace in our time of need. So I would like to invite us in the words of the song we heard earlier, during this Advent and in the calm of Jesus' presence, to listen to and for his voice day by day, to be still, to be quiet, and in our own way to say, perhaps for the first time, or to reaffirm, I'm yours. We'll bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you for your love in sending your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, thank you that you not only came, but you gave us this good news. And Holy Spirit, we pray that you would continue to breathe your hope, your grace, and your life into us as we go through Advent. And I do pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.